BBC Home Service presents
Miranda Hart's Joke Shop. Hello, lovely to be with you again. Say hello, Miranda. Not the studio audience, you're at home. Look, I know it's radio, but go on, I'll leave a pause for you to say it, even if you're on your own. I dare you to do it. Hello, listener. I bet one person on their own in a car at a traffic light did that. Sucker. Right, that's quite enough of you. Previously in my life, my mother takes me to a class to be groomed for society. I find ways to enjoy it.
And one might say, for all her exquisite bon mot, her embonpoint was reinforced by the merest glimpse of her décolletage. Miranda, what do you think?
If my thighs are sweaty and I stand up quickly, it sounds like I've done a fart. People constantly underestimate me because I have fun. I mean, life is boring and stressful enough. You know, we need light relief. I mean, if you've got to do your tax return, make up the numbers so you don't have to pay. It's a bad example. If you've got the hoovering to do, you know, do it naked to S Club 7 and dance. But don't forget you're naked when you answer the door to the postman.
Parcel for...
He's never come back. And I get in a muddle socially, but that doesn't mean I'm totally hopeless. Oh, no. Visions of that school reunion. Do you remember me telling you? Well, if you tuned in before, you will. And if you didn't, more fool you. Oh, hello, it's the other Miranda. Do you remember? You were Miranda number one, me Miranda number two. Or Miranda Big Job. Yes, that was funny. So, you look just the same, dude. Oh, my God, you've got one leg. Sorry, I just didn't notice. So, you still into your cross-country running, I remember. Or hopping. I bet you hop faster than I can run, you old peg leg. Do people call you that? No. Okay, see you later. Nightmare. Right, to work. Morning, Stevie.
You're late again.
Awful journey, gridlock.
You live upstairs. Why do we do this every morning?
Because you love hearing the rubbish excuse that follows.
And this morning, it's...
The traffic was really bad. We're staring at it for ages out the window. That was a really bad one, but you still love them.
Right, come on, let's just catch the ball by its horns and throw this business day into a basket of eggs without... spilling any horses that have jumped the milk.
What?
It's a business phrase.
No, it's not. You got in a muddle.
I did not. You don't understand business jargon. Look, do you want our business to fold?
It's essentially my business. I put pretty much all of the money in.
Yes, but I bring the nouse. I manage the shop. You're the simple hulking giant galumphing along with your money sack. But I'm the ingenious little leprechaun. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Just me. Top of the morning. And I will spin the funds into gold. And what do you spin?
Wet clothes and hamsters in a wheel. That is fun. Whee! They whiz round, gripping their tiny claws to the wheel of terror.
If Sir Alan were here...
Only Sir Alan wouldn't be here, would he? Because it's outside his office. And we all know he can't breathe in the natural atmosphere. So he sends Nick and Margaret, and we know they're doing it, while he watches.
Darling, I've just seen the most amazing man coming out of the restaurant. I'm going to stalk him, drug him, then make him take you out. I'm joking. Well, I'm not. But for now, look at this photo. Now, do you find him attractive?
That's a picture of Lembit Opik. Are you looking through the paper for husbands?
Well, it was your father's idea. There's a tax loophole for you being married, and he wants to buy a bouncy castle. Don't ask. Now, the evening news and mail should be out, and I don't want your father to start without me. He only circles white people, and I've told him, when it comes to finding you a husband, we can't afford to be racist.
Why can't you take me seriously as I am and know for once I'm not interested in marriage? Mainly because it means ping and you've turned into your mother. I mean, if I turn into mine, I'll of course be saying Such fun and other posh phrases. Her latest one, what I call. She'll go, now, it's Sunday morning, shall we have a what I call fry-up? It is a fry-up. We all call it a fry-up.
Well, I have a very happy marriage. Now, you should read the book me and Phil are studying. Women are from Marseille, men are from Venice. It's very insightful.
No, I'm off men. I'm on a man fast.
A man fast? There's no men to fast from. For you, a man fast is like saying, oh, do you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give up abseiling. It's not a regime, except you'll have to fast from Gary.
Not a problem. Over that, anyway.
Well, over Gary. You still go all silly when you see him.
I do not go all silly when I see him.
Morning, girls.
Oh, Gary, hi. It's a nice top, isn't it?
Right. Listen, I need a favour.
Yeah, as you would of a trustworthy friend. Nothing more going on here, Stevie.
Well, actually, on that...
You want more going on here?
No, it's just I was out with some mates last night and we were talking about the safety husband and wife system. You know, if you're not married by a certain age, you have a backup.
Yeah.
And I thought, why don't we be safety husband and wife? You know, good to choose a friend you can have a laugh with. You up for it?
Very much so. Thanks for asking. Thank you, please, very much, please. What age would we set the date at?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
35?
55? 35? Yeah, that'd be next year.
Too soon!
Well, it doesn't give us much time to rule out finding the one.
Exactly. And that's what we want to do, find the one. Don't want to marry you.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty desperate.
I am desperate. Sorry.
What was the favour, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Look, well, I've been asked by some entrepreneur to host a charity gala thing he's doing. And he says he wants to open a new restaurant. He's looking for a chef. Could be great. Thing is, when he came in, he assumed my gaff was a family business, and I kind of lied that it was. So I sort of need someone to be my wife for the evening.
Well, I suppose a safety wife could start before she's strictly inaugurated. If there's going to be an inauguration ceremony, I don't know. In fact, on that, I know it's 20 years away, but should I book a venue? It's just nice ones do get booked. Jumping the gun, back to you. Sorry.
I just need someone who's not going to get phased around important people.
Bronze Duke of Edinburgh Award. Pretty important man. Yeah. I didn't get the medal off him in person. He had shingles. But I was steady as a rock when I opened the letter.
So, Stevie, would you come to dinner and help me out?
Yes, of course, no problem. Stevie should do... Stevie?
Well, if anyone could pull it off, it would be me.
Thanks, you're a mate. I feel bad not asking you, Miranda, but, you know, we've got from age 55.
Great, yes, yeah.
Right, bye, Stevie. And may I say, you're looking radiant today, dear? As radiant as the day I married you.
In other words, not. I'm fine about this, no, really. Oh, listener, I'm full of rage. I mean, I can't believe he chose her over me. I suppose I do hate charity events, and going would be another inevitable step in turning into my mother. Although that process has already started, to be honest. I noticed it a few years ago on holiday in Egypt. Not only was I saying such fun a lot, but I was buying a number of hideous tourist souvenirs and imitating the Egyptian accent to Egyptians in a slightly patronising manner. So at the pyramids, I was to be seen in an Arab headdress and a fez on a camel going, hello, I am Sheikh Miranda. Such fun! Oh, I have to tell you a fabulous eavesdrop I heard in Egypt. A couple came and stood next to me at the Nile, and she said to him, oh, lovely view this. This is where Death on the Nile was filmed, yeah. Agatha Christie was murdered here, and that's what gave her the idea for the film. Brilliant. Well, if I've already started turning into mum, there's nothing stopping me going to the charity do. Right, I mean, I can't believe Stevie said yes. Where is she? Stevie!
What?
I feel betrayed.
Oh, come on.
No, it's like when you offered me the lead in your school production of James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, and I gave you the lead.
I was the peach.
But be fair, in this situation, Gary could only have chosen me. I am more socially gifted.
Yeah, he just wants me for the laugh from age 55. None of the charm, wit and beauty I could offer before.
Even if it was true that you could offer any of that, I am still the right choice. Yeah, because I am blessed with the allure.
The allure.
I am full of the allure. I mean, that's why he will have found himself asking me. I exude it. Do you have the allure? No.
I could have the allure.
No, I'm telling you, you do not have the allure.
How do you know I don't have the allure?
Because I have the allure, and anyone with the allure can automatically identify the presence of the allure in others.
Oh, well, that's very convenient.
Well, that's just the nature of the allure.
Well, I mean, I could be a wife.
I didn't think you wanted to be a wife.
I don't, but if someone wants a wife, real or imaginary, I want to be considered. I'm sure there are loads of men who'd marry me. I have wiles.
Wiles?
Yes, Wiles.
Do you even know what Wiles are?
No, but it doesn't mean I can't have them.
Hello, I'm looking for...
Oh, rude, we were talking.
Sorry, I'll go.
Oh, hang on. You are a man, yes?
Yes.
Right. Well, step into my parlour, said the spider to the fly. Not in the sense that you're a nuisance and my body is covered in thick, fibrous hairs. Nor that I have glands in my buttocks that spin yards of silk.
How are the Wiles going?
Better than your allure.
Oh, really? So, tell me, what's your name?
Neville.
Neville.
Leave him alone, he's mine, okay? So, Neville, hi, are you married?
Yes.
Oh, but if you weren't, you could marry me.
Or maybe you prefer...
Yeah, thank you, Sharon Stone.
Look, there's no point challenging the allure into battle. She will rear her beautiful head and go ugly.
Well, I'm sure my Wiles can cope. Just looking up Wiles in the dictionary.
Sorry, I only came in for some sparklers.
Quick, wigwam, wild rice, wile. A devious or cunning stratagem. Okay? Mm. Stevie smells and I'm excellent in bed.
Look, I'm going.
You just need to say you'll marry me over her.
I'm once, twice, the damned lady.
Who's lying on the counter singing?
Do not attempt to follow me.
Wait, come on, I could be your wife. Look, come back. What does it cost you just to say it?
Help, please.
Right, he's here somewhere. Oh, Clive, have you seen...
A terrified man gibbering under a table, yes, over there.
How do you know he's with me?
Because any man looking like that has obviously had the fear of a giantess chasing him against his will. Now, what is actually happening here, please?
Oh, it's fine. It's just that man is refusing to say if he'd take me as a wife. And Gary asked Stevie to be his wife for the night over me, and I'm what I call annoyed.
Oh, his big night. Oh, tell me about it. He's asked 10 others to wait over me.
Well, that's a blessing. You hate being a waiter.
I don't want to be a waiter, but I want to be asked to be a waiter.
No, exactly. I don't want to be a wife, but I want to be a wife.
Exactly. People underestimate us. Just because I have the unique gift of playwriting, performing, dancing, singing skills, circus skills, most accents except Welsh and Italian, and a full clean driving licence doesn't mean I'm a liability.
Yeah, and just because I have the unique gift of... Oh, you know... Unique gift.
Height.
Then, you know, what you said... So, how's your latest piece coming on, by the way?
Oh, it's good, actually. It's a series of shorts based on personal life experience. My favourite section is the dentistry tap routine. It's about my orthodontic experience as a young boy. Now, the tap indicates the drilling, and it ends with a blackout and a powerful scream that lasts 9 minutes. Are you definitely not able to come along?
I know, it's such a shame that every night of your 6-week run I have a thing I have to do. Do you know, I just can't believe we've both been snubbed by Gary.
No, I'm just going to turn up to annoy him. Now, I think the idea of two restaurants is going to his head.
Yeah, he's changed. I'm going to say something.
Yes, you should.
Yes, I will.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Gary. We were just saying that despite success, you seem totally grounded and lovely.
Thanks. Listen, you're not upset about me asking Stevie, are you?
Me? No. I was just saying to Clive how fine I am, wasn't I? I mean, he was bitching and moaning, I wasn't. No, I'm fine. Totally fine. I'm fine, really, fine. I hate those things anyway. Used to have to go to them with my mother.
Oh, she's coming tonight, actually.
Great, everyone's going, not me. Which is good, really, because I don't want to be with a bunch of charity gala-goers called Primrose Cardigan Patton and Tarquin Farley Pointless. But, yeah, so good luck, particularly with Stevie. Strange choice for a wife, but I think it's brave to go for such a tiny, petite, nay, stunted, thin-hipped, androgynous, golem-in-a-dress kind of a look. That's very much as if you'd chosen to say to the world, "Hello there, ideally my betrothed will be a malnourished orphan boy." I mean, personally, if I wanted a wife for the night, I'd have chosen someone Amazonian.
Well, you're only Amazonian if you mean available for purchase on the internet at a discount price.
Right, right, well, this has been, I better get on, I've got loads of prep.
So, you're fine?
I'm actually not fine.
Well, you covered it brilliantly.
Oh, really, thanks. Hello, listener. So, I've decided that I'll just drop this whole thing. I don't care that Stevie's going as Gary's wife. I do care that that didn't work. And anyway, if I dropped the whole thing, this episode would end, and none of us want that. I just don't think he believes I could pull it off. Okay, yes, I get in a muddle at social occasions. Oh, memories of that reunion again. Oh, hi there, Mrs. Bradley, isn't it? Gosh, you look ancient. I mean, you know, sorry. This has been a long time. So how's Mr. Bradley? He's gone where? Passed on what? Well, you're telling me he's late. He's missed the buffet. Oh, I see. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, he might be dead, but at least you've got both your legs, haven't you? Have you seen the other Miranda? Sorry, I was just saying, isn't it funny? Mrs. Bradley's husband's dead. Well, not funny, ha-ha, but okay, see you both later. And okay, I'm not the most elegant dresser at a social function, but I'm just not into fashion. Oh, don't you hate Trini and Susanna or any of those programmes? Welcome to I'm Okay, You're Obese. If I did one of those shows, it would go like this. Excuse me, hello.
Hello.
Right, let's look at you. Well, I wouldn't buy that top, but you look comfortable. Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you care that others may not like it?
No.
Brilliant, then wear that then, bye.
Bye.
Right, I'm going to prove to Gary that I can be his wife. So, a sophisticated plan to get rid of Stevie. Please don't go to the dinner as Gary's wife. Please don't go. It's begging. The plan's begging. Please. Pretty please with bells on. And you already have a real husband. Why do you need a pretend one?
Oh, I was waiting for this. Don't worry. I'm pulling out.
Really? Because you love me?
Oh, definitely not. No. No, because it wouldn't be fair on Gary. I mean, he'd have the allure all night. Inevitably fall in love. Phil would get angry and nowhere would we be.
You're pulling out because of the allure?
It's the kindest thing for all parties.
Right, go and tell Gary.
Well, first, I think I should train you in how to be a wife.
Well, I don't need to be trained by you. If you tell Gary you can't go, he'll pick me.
Oh, really? You can't make it?
Sorry, Gary. I didn't realise Phil had booked us into the marriage course Why Men Don't Listen and Women Blah 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 Blah.
Oh, right, OK. I need a replacement for tonight. Miranda?
Yes.
Any ideas for a replacement?
Yeah, funny.
Now, don't worry, I wouldn't ask you.
What, some kind of unreliable lunatic?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't ask you because you said you hate those things.
Well, I did say that, but I suppose...
No, really, I wouldn't put you through.
No, it would be fine. This is annoying.
Well, I know you hate them because things tend to go AWOL.
But I can attend a minor social function without devastating it.
What, like my 30th barbecue?
Well, yeah, if you're going to throw that in my face like a hot potato that's tossed out of a grill by accident and in being battered away from his beard by your startled father, ends up igniting the thatch of his 400-year-old cottage. No one takes me seriously, do they? There's only one thing for it.
Welcome to Stevie's training regime. I am Stevie. I have great training skills. This I plan to be my greatest challenge.
Yeah, all right, Yoda.
Solved.
Oh, what solved?
What about him? Do you like the look of him?
Mum, that isn't a photo. It's a photo fit. Wanted on 8 counts of embezzlement and 1 of indecent exposure.
Well, at least he thinks he has something to show off.
Oh, look, I don't need him. I'm off to be a wife at the charity dinner.
I'm training her.
Oh, I'll stay. You'll need all the, what I call, help.
It is help. We all call it help. And I don't need your what you call help. When I used to go to loads of these functions, I was fine.
Because I sedated you.
What?
Well, I couldn't risk it otherwise.
Oh, my, is that why I was always blinking in the family photos? I can't believe this.
Let the regime begin. Now, what men want is a mother in the kitchen and a hooker in the bedroom.
Other way around, not so popular. Frequent laundry in hospital corners, but on the downside, a certain amount of crap pipes put through the dishwasher.
Please concentrate. Now, first off, anecdotes. What kind of things would you talk to men about?
Oh, once in the park, I saw this squirrel that was up to its waist in leaves, so I said, I see he's buried his nuts. Because there are two meanings of the word nuts.
Oh, dear.
From now on, you will limit conversation to the following topics.
The decline in value of your property.
The problems of finding reliable workmen.
The time you booked a gîte in the south of France that looked professional, but when you got there, no one spoke English and the toilet was a hole in the ground.
And?
Gardening. If anyone veers off these subjects and takes you to personal or dodgy ground, quickly interrupt them. My Californian poppy is really coming on this year, despite the chalky soil. And everyone's forced to talk horticulture.
I just thought you and your friends were really into gardening.
Oh, goodness, no. Don't have a clue what we're saying. And if in doubt, do the posh mumble. Run out of things to say.
Oh, right. I just thought people were so posh I couldn't understand them.
Now, your general attitude. Is this funny?
Yes.
Incorrect. Look, men don't want you to be funny. They want you to laugh at their jokes and pretend they're interesting. Now, tell me a joke and Penny will demonstrate.
There's an Englishman and Irishman...
really? Laugh first, cut out the middleman.
Try.
That's a good one.
No. Top tip. Base the laugh on the song Barbie Girl by Aqua. I'm a Barbie girl.
How do you know that song?
Oh, your father's always dragging me off to the local gay club for a boogie. Don't ask.
Now, general flirtation.
Cock your head, twirl your hair, play with earlobe and pout. Cock your head.
How do you know these things?
Have you taught her about S-E-X yet?
I can spell, you know, M-O-T-H-E-R, and don't make me keep spelling that word because I'm not finished yet.
It's important that you know your way around the bedroom.
In case of a power cut.
Oh, dear Lord.
No! Look, remember, a good wife is a hooker in the bedroom.
The rugby position.
Okay, look, let's just... let's just kick this up a gear.
In Hatch End, which has gone down 40k in the last 4 months, and that's even with stripping out the coving. Stevie Board, it's just a house.
It is never just a house. Give me 10. Head, twirl, ear, pow.
Ow, my neck's gone into spasm.
What's that?
Courgette surprise.
Yes, the surprise is it's a cheeseburger.
A hole in the ground, no workmen to fill the hole because they're hopeless. Look at the rhododendron. I sound mad! And don't forget your home can come up as well as down, especially if you put it on a trampoline.
No!
My hydrangeas are looking good, eh? And that's not a euphemism.
No!
Really? How fascinating. No, of course, I have a lower fixed rate, but with a much higher arrangement fee, if you prorate it over the whole course of the mortgage, it represents a substantial saving on most other products in the marketplace. Not that I was as lucky with my gîte. Chicory scone.
That's it! You've got it!
Really? I'm still quite nervous, though.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, Gary, hi.
Hi. Listen, a bit urgent. I've just come to ask...
Yeah, to ask Stevie to be your wife because you can't find anyone else.
No, it's just...
Look, you don't need to explain, but I'm ready, actually, as it turns out.
Well, I don't...
Readiness or no readiness, you can't beat the allure, is what you're saying, Gary.
I can beat the allure. And what did you do? Lie on a counter and sing? I may not be a lady, but I'm all woman.
Okay, you're embarrassing yourself right now. The charm is like an elastic band.
can that people snap back into.
Oh, really?
Right, can you both shut up? I'm in a rush here. Stevie, look, I'm here to say it's over.
What?
And Miranda, please, will you be my wife?
Oh, at last, a wedding! Oh, wonderful!
Quick, dates, venues.
It's hypothetical, Mother.
I'm having a hypothetical moment.
Really, Gary, do you want me?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I felt stupid and bad for not asking initially. You are my chosen safety wife, after all.
Oh, my goodness. My allure. Where's it gone? Has anybody seen it? Quick, Sticks, where's my allure? Quick, Sticks!
Right, come on, let's go. Coming, Penny?
One moment. Miranda, psst, here's a Valium.
Well, I'm not taking a sedative.
Oh, dear. I'll take it then.
Miranda?
Yes, my love. Oh, I'm enjoying this. And then I said to the workman, if you don't get my conservatory done by June, I'll put your shears in the pool and they'll go rusty.
Gary, what an entrancing wife you have.
I know, I'm very proud.
Oh, stop it, but don't carry on.
Volivant.
Oh, hi, Clive, how's it going?
Yeah, well, I think I've proved to his nibs that I can do a good job.
All right. Oh, Clive, there's a couple waving at you.
What?
We wanted to get some water.
Well, there's a tap behind the bar.
Miranda, listen, thank you. You have been a total star.
I knew I could pull it off.
Hello, my little cherubim. How's it going?
Mum, are you drunk?
It's been fun mixing champagne with a Valium. You're kind of down, but up at the same time. I found myself talking about the pending recession, but via the medium of amusing limericks.
Gary, shall we go and talk business?
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me, ladies. I don't believe we've met.
Oh, Freddie, this is my mother, Penny.
Hello. Oh, haven't we met before? You look very familiar. Very distinctive chin.
Oh, thank you.
The top one, at least.
No, I don't think we have. Excuse me.
Darling, he's familiar. Oh, yes, it's the man from that photo fit. Embezzlement, indecent exposure.
But no, it's not, Mum. It can't be.
Oh, it is. I'm sure of it. We can't leave him with what I call Gary.
He is Gary. We all call him Gary. He's not just what you call Gary. He's Gary. No, Mum, come back. Don't make a fuss.
Hello again.
Oh, hello.
Just popped by to say to Gary that those look delicious and I love the way you put little tiny tomatoes on the tiny quiches. It's very much the kind of thing that little china dolls would eat if they were having a picnic. Maybe you could have cress for grass and celery trees. And by the way, I think this man's a fraudster who may also be wanted for exposing his penis.
I am not a fraudster.
Exactly the thing that a fraudster would say.
And also very much what a fraudster wouldn't say. Sorry about this, Freddie.
This charity is fake. It's an obvious fake. Ooh, I'm raising money for the poor children. Ooh, some of them are so ill, they so give more generously. Ooh, some of them don't have homes. Please donate, but actually I'll keep it myself and go to Mexico. I mean, what is this charity even called? Dr. Bernardo's? Oh, this is very much a real charity that I've just ruined, isn't it?
I'd say yes.
But I could have sworn he was the guy... Oh, no, hang on, I know who you are. The lovely rich man who's doing a charity night that might want to meet my daughter for marriage purposes. This is Miranda.
She's already married?
Hypothetically.
Oh, good.
Excuse me, everyone, let me just break the ice with a little entertainment.
Oh, look, it's getting worse.
Gary, quick, let's what I call run!
You have been listening to Miranda Hart's Joke Shop, starring Miranda Hart.
Hi.
Sarah Hadland.
Goodbye to you.
Patricia Hodge.
Shulu.
Tom Ellis.
See ya.
Jason Watkins.
Oh, please.
And Dan Starkey. The show was created by Miranda Hart, this episode penned by Simon Dean, with additional material by James Carey and Paul Carenza. The producer was Dawn Ellis.